And children can come up for a little children's chat this morning. Everyone can come up. Good morning. I think Pastor Anna usually sits, but I'm going to stand, mostly because I was sitting all morning. Good morning. So we have a couple of, yes, a baby doll as well. Excellent. Crocs. I should have worn my Crocs. I didn't wear them this morning. Good to have you guys. I'm Tim, by the way, and I'm just going to point out a couple of things in the church. So everything we do at the church has meaning, right? Everything has meaning. Adults, everything has meaning, all right? So I'm going to point out some of the meanings that we have here. First is, I'm wearing something funky. You're wearing something funky, too. What are you wearing? This, right? Do you know what this is called? It's a stole. Stole, yeah, that's right. It's a stole. You know what it means? It's a sign for kind of the yoke of the Word of God. You know, when cows would walk, they'd put on a yoke and they'd walk around. The yoke of the Word of God is supposed to be kind of heavy, right? Yeah, yeah, it's supposed to feel weighty, right? This is a symbol. It's a sign. It's a symbol, right? We also have another symbol. I'm looking at it right up there. What do you see right up there on that banner?
That's a green with a fish.
Yes, green with fish and basket of bread, right? So if you all look at the basket of bread, right, what's that symbol for? The basket of bread and the fish, does anybody know? There's no wrong answer except for the wrong one. Loaves and fishes, right? It's an allusion to the parables. This is the season where we read that story of the loaves and fishes. Do you know why it's green, Brentley? That's right. Yeah, all the banners, all the pyramids, everything is green right now because green is the sign of growth. And we're in the season of spiritual growth. This is the green season. It's for spiritual growth, right? This is why everything is green right now. I'm going to show you one other one that is kind of interesting. This is an interesting symbol that some churches use, not every church uses, but some churches use. And I got this for Pastor Anna a while back. This was given to me by a Catholic priest who now has died. He's now been sainted. But this was given to me. This was his chasuble. Do you know what a chasuble is? Well, so a chasuble is a special robe that you used to wear when you presided communion. We all kind of wear funky robes, right? This one's called a cassock. And do you know why the reason they had these robes? It's because they kept you warm. Yeah, in the ancient church. And it has 33 buttons, which is the number of years Jesus lived, right? So that's a symbol too. And it kept you warm. It was lined with fur way back when. But they would put this on because this was a symbol that you wore at the table when you were presiding over communion. And it, could you hold that for me? Thank you, sir. And it is meant to be a sign of God's overwhelming grace. Can I put this over your head? Is that all right? It's to be a sign of God's overwhelming grace, which we get at communion. Right? And they would have one in every color. And this one is for the green season, right? And so we get at communion, when we get to the communion time at the table, I'm going to put this on right before we have communion because it's a sign. I'm going to take it right off. It's a sign of God's overwhelming grace. The priest I got it from had a very small head. I wonder if this will fit on me. Right. Right. Everything in the church has a symbol, reminders of God's gracious love for us. So will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you so much for all the signs of your love and grace. Amen. Thank you for coming up today.